This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
In National Ag News this morning, the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a preview of its long-term planting projections this week. The USDA considers a lot of factors when making the projections, including macroeconomic conditions, GDP growth, and farm policy. An important projection from the early release is the overall number of planted acres. Total planted acres for the 8 principal crops and land in the Conservation Reserve Program was 275.8 million. The forecast for 2018 calls for an increase in acres for all crops except upland cotton and wheat, with a total increase of 1.8 million acres. From 2019 to 2027, the USDA projects acreage to remain steady between 276 and 278 million, slightly lower than the 280 million acres over the last decade. Another big takeaway from the report is that USDA predicts soybeans will overtake corn in planted acreage starting in 2019. Projected acres for both corn and soybeans are both at 91 million acres in 2018. In 2019, soybeans will stay at 91 million, while corn is projected to drop to 90 million. If this forecast comes true, it would be the first ever market-driven shift in which soybeans overtake corn in planted acreage in the U.S. USDA says one of the biggest reasons behind the increase in soybean acres is demand for soy products from China. Well, a waiver by the Department of Transportation allows agriculture the exemption to electronic logging device requirements in commercial trucks that take effect next month. The 90-day waiver was granted in response to a petition by the American Farm Bureau Federation and other ag groups. AFBF Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley says the waiver allows the agency to reevaluate the mandate's impact on agriculture.
Beginning December 18th, most other commercial vehicle drivers will have to comply, but if you have ag commodities or livestock, you're going to have an additional 90 days while the agency reviews the petition that Farm Bureau and others in the livestock industry put before the agency to grant an exemption for a longer term.
Farm Bureau is seeking an exemption to the rule for up to 5 years. Walmsley says the ELD mandate raises many concerns for livestock and ag commodity haulers.
I think there's a realization that there needs to be more flexibility in the devices. There's also an understanding that you can't just leave live animals on a trailer overnight if a driver runs out of hours of service. All those factors are contributing for the need for the agency to continue to work with Farm Bureau and others to address those concerns before any type of mandate were to take effect.
And farmers and ranchers still have time to voice their concerns about the mandate.
That actual petition for the exemption is still open for comment until this Thursday when it closes. So you can go to fb.org to fill out a form expressing your concerns and have that submitted to the Department of Transportation.
AFBF Congressional Relations Director Andrew Walmsley. In other news, the Department of Ag's National Ag Statistics Service is mailing the 2017 Census of Agriculture to the nation's farmers this week. Conducted once every 5 years, the census aims to get a complete and accurate picture of American agriculture. Data collected in the census is used by farmers, trade associations, researchers, policymakers, and others to help make decisions in community planning, farm assistance programs, and advocacy and rural development. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the census gives every producer the opportunity to be represented. The census will be mailed in several phases throughout December, and the response deadline is February 5th of next year, and responding to the Census of Agriculture is required by law. Barbara Rader, director of the Census Survey Division for the USDA, says it's important for farmers to respond not only because it's the law, but because it helps USDA implement programs that are beneficial to America's producers.
It's important because it's only conducted every 5 years, and that is when every farmer and rancher in the country has got an opportunity to talk about their farm, about their production, about their structure. And that information is so critically important because not only does it validate what programs not only USDA but state governments have developed to serve farmers, but it also gives us an opportunity to see what's changed since the last time we did the census so that we can develop new programs to better serve them.
as far as who those surveys are sent to, are there guidelines that you follow, or is it anyone that is involved in farming and agriculture?
I'm glad you asked that. You know, a lot of times we send questionnaires out, and folks aren't really sure whether they qualify for a farm or not, but there is a USDA farm definition, and that is anyone that has produced or would have produced $1,000 worth of agricultural products in 2017.
Any other information that you would like to share with farmers about filling out their surveys, turning those back in, anything they need to know?
Absolutely. We developed a new form on the internet, a web form that allows farmers the flexibility and the convenience of filling out a census form at when they want to do it. We will also be sending out a paper questionnaire that if they prefer to do that, they can complete it that way. And I'd say if the takeaway message is that this is really their opportunity to together really represent the importance and the impact of agriculture in the U.S.
Final question for you. When will the survey be released? When do farmers get to see that information?
Exactly. So like I said, we contact over 2 million farmers and ranchers here starting in a couple weeks. So in the next 12 months, we will be collecting the data. We will be tabulating it, and it'll be available in February of 2019.
Barbara Rader with the USDA Census Survey Division. And that's all we have this morning for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.